Meditation for Self.
So we extend our arms, sit like a mountain. Now you can see this, why we call sit like a mountain. You're directing your mind. You're asserting your mastership on mind. You withdraw your senses from without the mind. We call the lower mind, egoic mind, separated mind. Do not play tricks on you. At this moment, you're just facing your mind and you need a skillful mind, energy, high energy. Rising up, that's connection. You, in a sense, is an effect as you find yourself. Connect with your source or the cause. Again, is the secret is energy. And bring it down. And bring it down, you start to notice, some of you start to notice, some of you don't. The energy stimulate the physical brain cell. Third eye, your pituitary gland being stimulated. Thyroid, parathyroid gland. Throat center. Heart, thymus gland. There's a science in it, I already told you. Not because just kind of look like spiritual. I don't do look like spiritual things. My heart, as we call center, open up. There's a stimulation, that means energy presence, solar plexus. At the back, you got the kidneys. In front, you got all the internal organs. They respond to the higher energy. Your sexual energy down to your lower abdomen. It drives you crazy. Or you haven't got enough, you haven't got enough vitality on your physical planes of existence, base center. Not strong, you feel very unsafe, insecure, down on earth. You become a control freak. And you attack your defense to make yourself safe. All this is so important. To acknowledge, understand, and gradually empower, self-empower. Holding the mudra. If you've got the right energy to go in, the point of diamond, fear of survival subsides. Fear of survival subsides. Peace restored. How can you love if you are fearful? How can you love if you can defend yourself, your emotion, projecting out your unskillfulness until you are at peace? When you're at peace, much easier you bring compassion to your fear of your survival. And thus, when just perceiving you haven't got enough money, fear just rising up. Money talks. Because trigger insecurity and fear. Some people will steal the other people's money to make them feel safe. Think about that. And when you feel safe, what a gift, a priceless gift. And suddenly, your existence on planet Earth is not so frightening. And it is a great art. Hope one day you can master it. extend to second center. Some of you, the second complaint, first is I haven't got enough money. Second complaint, I haven't got enough energy. You cultivate it. Anger, depression, anguish, fear, they all consume tremendous amount of energy until you got nothing left. Peace, abiding comfort, enable you cultivate essential energy. Thus, we use eternal fire of life. Without that fire, there's no heat and warmth inside your body. You cannot digest your food. You cannot burn your food, transform them into energy. It is fire element. Without fire, you got no sexual energy left. Without fire, there's no passion, nor enthusiasm. How can you love life without fire? So the Taoists cultivate the fire diligently. Never mind the enlightenment bit. Just to support your physical existence. You need fire. When it becomes peaceful, I already told you healing happens naturally. Extend to your solar plexus. Suppress emotion. They all come back into a vengeance. Really control, but not suppress. It's an art. Most human beings drown into their volatile emotion. We even kill the other human being based on our uncontrollable emotion. I call it the stormy sea. Most human beings drown into that stormy sea. The emotional pain can be tremendous. How you're going to calm your stormy sea? Breathe, love, compassion, understanding. Safely, bit by bit, slowly release the very painful, trapped emotional energy. Just like let the air out. So much sorrow, sadness and pain in our human family, including yours. So much deep sadness and sorrow, regret. So much anger and pride, jealousy, as well as depression. Bit by bit, do it on the daily basis. Release your agitation. It is an art. It's not a conceptual art, so that means cannot give you a concept, 1, 2, 3. If you got irritation, you have to learn to release it. The word letting go is good, but then you don't know how. The simple one is get in touch with that trap, emotional energy. Breathe through it. As much as possible, open your solar plexus. Don't judge yourself harshly. Don't listen to your lower mind. And then have compassion to your own emotional pain. From your heart, you pray for help. Whether you receive, consciously receive it or not, those help. At least you're trying to release some hellish-like or emotional trapping. And too much emotional trapping become pain body. It poisoned your physical body and darken your mind, creating a very foul emanation. Repel life goodness. Push every bodies away and attract bad luck, bad events, and negative people. Release your dark emotion. Gradually, enable you have space to hold the golden sun. Thus, sense of spaciousness and freedom can come back. You hold the golden sun. Then you can go up to the mountaintop. Sun rising, you borrow it, open your palms. Hold the golden sunlight. Let the sunlight permeate from your solar plexus, extend outward to 1 meter in diameter. Cocoon your whole being, pulsating with golden brightness. Successfully doing so, you'll experience radiance. For a new student, you need to practice diligently though, for sometimes. One day, you can experience this radiance at will on a daily basis. Needy, you cannot be ill and sick. Maybe occasionally cold and flu just released excessive toxin and waste from your physical body. But you start to become bright. Physically and the mind, healthy. As you become radiant, it permeates your character as well, filter through. Now, you don't need to do affirmation about I am attractive. You are attractive. You are attractive. Beautifully attractive. You notice your grace, open palms, receive the grace, brightness from the sun. As I said, whatever reason, the sun has to shine and give you life. You can refuse to receive it. That's your free will and choice. But once you're willing to receive it, it illuminates the matter. and bring clarity to your mind. And rising up to your heart with the golden sunlight, and open up your heart. I add a little bit on now. Remember, there's a star above your crown center. It shines the beams of light down to your heart. Down to your heart. Your arms, palms hold the golden sunlight. The beams of light from your star, just like planting a seed for your soul to awake. Here you are. Later day, it will germinate, sprout forth, and you find the sweet innocent deep inside you. Or you believe about how guilty you are, how unwell you are, how awkward you are as a personality self dissolved because you direct experience your true loving kindness. Because of that, some of you start to notice the beauty of your core being. Core being means real you. Real you. Register in your conscious awareness. Memorize it deeply. Allow your body being re-educated about your true self. You're not evil. You're not a programming machine. You're not some kind of obscure church to tell you what you're supposed to be. And suddenly you realize, notice your soul. And your soul yearning for love. Not an inner child or psychological inner child. It is you. It does not need affirmation. It just needs awakening. Here is your real journey begin. Don't worry about your body. In this state, your body starting being nourished, healed, transformed. Your mind quiet, not attacking yourself and your body. You are safe. Rest in silence. Connect with your soul. A moment of truth, a moment of love, is not trying to bliss you out. It's simply at this moment counterbalance, diminish all your negative program and energy. We have accumulated so much negative programming energy in our makeup. Most human beings just cannot even breathe. A moment of grace is save your life. Raise your palms now. Level your heart. For obvious reason, your heart is your center of your being. Dantin or Dantin Pon is the center of your physical being. Receive, holding it. Turn your palms to bless. Not an empty gesture. Quite often we might have resistance to bless the others. So thus we stand to bless the person who down on earth. You call yourself. Hold the best image. Don't hold the tired, worried, awful image. Hold the best image of this person. Not a sick, old person. Young, vibrant. The person you want this person to become, again, is your vehicle. Nobody else utilizes it. You utilize it. Some of you trapped in your so-called personal circumstances, wrong job, wrong partner, wrong relationship, wrong house. Sometimes you even believing wrong body. Bless, permeating the person, transform everything. Transform everything, starting with her mind. Her quality, characters, personality, body shape. Bodily health, mental state, emotional state. Until you notice this is a person you want her to be. Again, it's your vehicle. And hold the conviction and bring a lot of light, brightness, love into it. That is what you are holding to bless this person, my dear. Not to condemn her, not to judge her, how bad she is, and so forth. And now, extend your own light. You have a purpose to fulfill, do you know that? Lesson to learn while you are here. Karma to balance. You cannot run away from it. It's your life. And extend your beauty and grace through this person into the world. You are here to shine. As I said, don't believe me, just do it. You are here to shine. And slowly you come back. Go through your closing sequence. Palm down to your navel point. You start to feel your physicalness. Fire your breath. You massage your tummy, lower abdomen, 9 times clockwise, 9 times anti-clockwise. Affirming, life is beautiful. Really, life is beautiful. Rotate your tongue inside your palate. 9 times clockwise, 9 times anti-clockwise. Swallow your saliva, direct it down to your lower abdomen to achieve yin and yang balance, fire and water balance. Open your palms, sit like a mountain. Not the image of the mountain, it's the qualities of the mountain that count. Qualities, not the image. One day, you can be a mountain and it will support your life and support the other people's life. Rising up to a star, eventually the connection between your higher and lower getting stronger and stronger. Thus, you truly can become inspired. Bring the light down this time to close. Not close in darkness, rather, you bring the light deep inside the center of your chakra system. Perhaps a lotus flower or petal to close to protect it, especially for newer students. For meditation students, the first 5 to 10 years, you are still a beginner, unless you've done it in your past life. From the heart, get in touch with your core being or your soul. And you bow to the universe, your soul note of home, a home of love and wholeness. Sit back upright, breathe in and breathe out, close the lower 3 senses. And open the palm, sit in the pyramids of light. You feel safe, well protected, well connected. Palm to your heart. Beautiful.